KG, Kelly Graves. How we doing here as we kind of get to the head of the stretch?
Yeah, Steve, I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me on. It's been a couple of weeks. But, yeah, we're excited. And like you said, it's winding down here. We got some work to do in the next couple of weeks.
You know, you've been here 9 years. We've had a million great conversations. And I got to ask you first about your guy, LeBron James. I have a vivid memory of the night Kareem broke the record, ironically, in your hometown of Salt Lake City. 39 years later, LeBron passes Kareem. Just, you know, obviously as somebody whose basketball is in your DNA, just some thoughts on that, on an historic, remarkable achievement.
Well, pretty cool. You know, it's not a number like 714 and some of those other hallowed numbers, you know, that we know of in sports, but obviously an amazing achievement by, you know, the player that I think is the greatest ever, even though, you know, I know a lot of people disagree with me, but, you know, what he's done for the game of basketball is incredible. And I remember the night Jabbar, you know, hit that little skyhook along the baseline too, but it was kind of cool to see him make history. I think, you know, anytime anybody makes history, it's pretty cool to be able to say, yeah, I saw that. I witnessed it, even though it was just on TV.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I don't think I realized how big my goosebumps were going to be the moment it happened. It was like, all right, he's going to go for the record. And then when it happened, I was like, wow, this is something that you can tell people about. I'm with you. It was just a really cool moment.
Well, it was. And, you know, anytime you see history made, you know, in whatever form or fashion. I still remember when Ruthie Hebert made her 33rd straight field goal, you know, setting an NCAA record, or when Sabrina got her 26th triple-double. I mean, all that, you know, we were witnesses in person on those. But I think that's one of the things that makes sports so great. Is just the history and seeing these kind of things happen.
Yeah, you know, speaking of Sabrina, I just, since we haven't had a chance to speak the last few weeks, just the WNBA and all the flurry of free agent signings, and here you go, your first superstar in Courtney Vandersloot with Sabrina, an elite point guard. But I'm kind of curious, the coaching you from a strategic angle, what about Courtney there to kind of run the offense and how it might benefit Sabrina's game, because she's many things. She's not really a true point.
No, she's not. You know, it's funny. She never really played the true point for us. You know, in her 4 years here, for the first 3 years, it was Maite Cazorla kind of ran the point. And the last year, Mignon Moore did a lot of it. So, you know, but she's such a capable player in the half court. She can also do it in the full court. It's kind of funny, about a month and a half ago, Courtney called me and asked me, you know, do you think I could play with Sabrina? And the first thing I said, well, Courtney, you could play with anybody because she has no ego and is comfortable deferring to everybody else and makes everybody else better. So I think it's going to be a great, great match. And then, you know, I had the two of them talk to each other. I first asked Sabrina, well, what do you think, Sabrina? And you know, just, it kind of came together, but I'm really excited to see what the two of them are going to do together. You know, and then to have two other unselfish superstars like, you know, Stewie, who I got to coach 2 years with USA Basketball, and then Jonquel Jones. You know, I talk about a super team. My goodness.
Yeah, when you think about it, I've been calling it with Vegas and New York. We're going to have Sin City and the City That Never Sleeps maybe meeting up.
Yeah,
in the
right.
Finals.
Well, and I think it's good for the game. I truly do. You know, when there are so-called dynasties or these super teams, I think it really adds to the interest in the league. And I think the W, you know, needs continued interest.
No, I'm stoked for it. I told my wife I'm going to be spending a few more bucks on team gear, so get ready.
Yeah.
Talking hoops with Coach Graves. So occasionally I hit you with a question. I call it the request line. One of our listeners said they wanted me to ask you about the Tahina Pow-Pow, because it seems like the past five games she's really struggling with her shooting, and the listener asked, you know, is she healthy? We know the minutes are there. She's getting some clean looks. I mean, what do we make of these recent struggles?
Well, just part of being a collegiate athlete. You have ups and downs. I can't reveal everything. I will say that, you know, she has not felt, she's not in perfect health, let's put it that way. And sometimes that can affect, the product on the court. But, boy, she's doing all the other things that we need. She's really trying to lead the crew. She's playing good defense. She's doing what she can to really help the team. And no one feels worse than her. But it's just one of those things that happen in sports, and you fall into those kind of slumps a little bit. And we're trying everything we can as a team and as a coaching staff to help her through this, because we need her. I mean, she's obviously one of the best guards, not only in the Pac-12, but in the country. And we've just got to help her, get back to where we know she can be.
You know, sometimes when a team hits a rough patch, the cost can be definitive. In the pros, you could just be eliminated from the playoff race. Or in college, it could mean you're out of the tournament. But right now, I mean, we've seen the net remains high. Charlie Cream still has you in. So does that kind of provide a nice little upbeat element that, despite recent results, because of your schedule and this killer conference, still a ton of important accomplishments are well within your reach?
Yeah, we've tried to keep our eye on that prize. And, and we're realistic. I mean, it's one thing to have the numbers. That's just one or two of the measurements that they use to select teams. In the end, you got to beat some teams. And I think we still need some more victories. How many, I don't know. But we have one in front of us, a very winnable one on Friday. And then we hope to continue, on Sunday and on. We can't get too far ahead of ourselves. But, yeah, we still obviously have some work to do. But I think we're at least in a position, and we hold, our fate in our own hands right now. We don't have to have somebody else do this or that. I think if we can get on some kind of a streak and finish this thing, I think we got a great chance to get in that tournament. And then we're going to be, Steve, one of those teams because of our efficiency. We're still top 25 in overall efficiency, offense and defense. So inside the numbers, so to speak. And we'll be one of those teams that nobody wants to play. They're going to go, dang, they're at a what seed? And, so we just got to find some magic and get this thing back on track. And I'm very confident that we will. And I just want to let you know and let our fans know, man, we're trying. We're trying. Our kids, they understand what's going on, and they're trying their darndest to do the best we can.
A couple final thoughts for Coach Graves. I'm happy you brought that up, because we've talked before. Your team has no quit. The effort is always unyielding. It looks like they dig themselves a hole. They always almost climb out of it. A stop here, a field goal there. A lot of these games could have gone the other way. So is that kind of another source of optimism? You're not getting smoked. It's just, it comes down to the last 3 or 4 minutes, a couple of possessions, and, being right there as opposed to being non-competitive.
Well, source of agony as well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
As a source of hope. it's kind of been the same MO on a bunch of our games. I think right now we're sitting at, 14 and 11? That could be 17 or 18 and 7 or 8. It's just we've had so many games come down to the last, minute and a half, where it could have just literally gone either way. If we make a one stop or just, a great look, and we've had plenty of them, it changes. So, yeah, we're close, but at the end of the day, this isn't horseshoes, buddy. We've got to finish some of these, and so we know what we have ahead of us, and we're grinding, man. We're grinding and trying to win this next game.
Yeah. You work in a very results-oriented business, no doubt about that. The last thing I want to get to is that first leg of the trip at Washington State. The job Coach Etheridge has done. I mean, I think before they took over, the program had only been to the tournament once ever. Now it's back-to-back. Yeah. Heck, they won here in overtime. They won at Arizona. They've got that really good big, Mora Katete. What kind of challenges could we count on from these Cougs?
Well, I think Cammy does as good a job as any coach in our conference. what I love about their team is they are who they are. They understand their roles. They play to their strengths. You pronounced her last name. I just call her by her first name, Bella. It's a lot easier, but and then obviously one of the best guards in Charlize. So it's a really good team. Pullman is not an easy outpost to get to. So, it's always a tough trip, but we've got to find a way to get it done. And that's the charge. And but I'm really confident that we're going to go up and give it our absolute best. And hopefully that results in a win for us.
Well, by the way, just for the record, I spell those names out phonetically. Those are not from memory, for sure.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Bella is quite a player, and she had a great game against us here. We did a really good job on Charlize, but we let some of their other players have kind of career nights. And we've been doing that. Honestly, our defense has actually been pretty on point. We've been good enough to beat teams on their home floors, but we just, again, haven't been able to quite pull them out.
All right. Well, for the future, I'm going to go with you. We're going to go Prince, Ichiro, Madonna, if the first name's easier. We can just refer to him by
there
that.
There you go.
Folks, he's Kelly Graves. We're down to a final four regular season games. It begins Friday in Pullman at 7. On Twitter for the program, it's at Oregon WBB. For the coach, it's Go Ducks KG. Kelly, travel safe. Bring back a couple wins. And as always, appreciate the time and look forward to talking again soon.
Oh, you got it, Steve. Always great to be with you, buddy.
All right, take it easy. Got to find a W. I guess tonight is as good as any to get things rolling. They are in Pullman. It is a 7 o'clock tip-off. Our sister station, KGN News Talk 590. I'll have the pregame with Terry John starting at 6:30. If you're looking for it on the tube, it's the Pac-12 Network. All right. Break time is upon us. We'll do that. We'll come back. We will wrap up the entire week next. 95.3 The Score.